hello and welcome. It's Listening Party.
It's Listening Party, folks. It's your fun CFRC programming.
Yeah, with As Dean promised. And Steph.
Hello.
Back together again.
It's been a while.
We haven't been in the same room since the beginning of December.
Yeah.
That's the longest we've gone in probably like 2 or 3
I
years.
I know. I missed you.
I didn't miss you that much.
Okay. Well, it's 2021. I'm opening my heart. I'm trying to be more real. I'm trying to lie less on air because I've been asked to.
And he's already been, like, smacked in the face.
Yeah. I'm going back to my old ways immediately.
All right. So if you're tuning in, you can probably hear that there's a third person laughing at Dean. We have a special guest today. Sam Kaiser is in the studio with us.
Hello.
We're extremely excited because he just released an EP last Friday, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, and so we're going to listen to it on Listening Party with the person behind the music.
Yeah.
We've never done this before.
Oh, sweet. I'm stoked to be your first then, I guess.
Yeah, normally we like kind of trash the album a little bit, so I guess we can't okay. do that anymore.
Hey, no, be as honest as you'd like.
All right. So, why don't you give us a little intro, a bit of background about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Sam. I'm third year drama and music student here at Queens, and I've been making music for a little bit. It's just kind of been a hobby for a really long time, but more recently, I guess I've developed a little bit more of a following on certain, like especially Spotify recently. I've been featured on a couple of Spotify curated playlists, which is pretty sweet. In October, I was approached by like a publicist to like, hey, like, do you want to, we'll promote two of your releases if you want. And I'm like, yeah, of course. So I guess I got to get two releases ready. So I started writing. Well, I had some songs written, but I started recording and producing stuff in October. And I was here at CFRC in November, I think, promoting Good Things, which was the first single off the EP. And yeah, that song's been doing really well. It's at like 22,000 streams right now on Spotify, which is really sweet. I'm really, really happy to see that. And so this is the second release as part of that kind of deal. So it's called Pocket Change. I've been working on the song since October, like I said. I usually kind of write like folksy singer-songwriter kind of stuff, but I really wanted to try and diversify a little bit and try some different stuff with this release. So I don't know. I tried a bit more with like electric guitar riffs and drum machines and stuff like that. More like an indie alternative kind of sound, I think, especially for the last two tracks. But the first two, Back to Kingston and Good Things, are pretty much like folksy indie stuff that I like. And then the other two, Give You Time and I Belong, are a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more bouncy. And yeah, like I said, more that indie alternative sound. But yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's exciting. All right, I have a question.
Yeah,
you said
sure.
You've like gained a bit of a following on Spotify,
yeah.
And this is maybe a little off topic, but something I've noticed is a lot of musicians are flocking to TikTok
yeah.
to try to promote themselves. Have you done that yet?
No, I don't have TikTok. Like, I do understand that. Like, I see it everywhere. Like, if you get a song that's, like, huge on TikTok, you're, like, huge everywhere else, pretty much. But, like, I don't know. The type of music that I make isn't, like, very TikTok dancey, so I haven't really tried that. Maybe I should in the future, but no. Like, TikTok's huge for musicians right now. I know so many people are, like, it seems like so many artists are, like, trying to make their songs, like make their songs so that there's a good 15-second section that people can dance to. And, like, that's, like, the 15 seconds that they're famous for, you know, kind of thing. So
amazing.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, it's almost like pop music, but, like, all sorts of music that are popular on TikTok is almost, like, more concentrated and more, like, we went from having, like, shorter and shorter pop songs to have, like, literally you need 15 seconds
literally.
Of, like, catchy music, and that's all it takes.
Yeah, and, like,
it's wild.
In a lot of those cases, it's kind of like those songs, like, those 15 seconds kind of just repeated throughout the whole song, too,
yeah.
Which is, you know, like, if it's a catchy 15 seconds, like, it works, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. I've personally, I've posted maybe like 3 TikToks.
Nice.
I think I'm about like 5 years too old for TikTok.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I've posted a few, and it's mostly like hiking videos.
Nice.
And man, it's hard to find like the perfect like 15 seconds. You have to like scrub through songs. So yeah, if musicians just made a 15-second lick, that'd be great.
Yeah,
I'd appreciate
literally.
It.
Yeah. No, we're going to get to the point where it's like a full album is like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know. And like, I write pretty short songs, like, to be fair, but, like, yeah, I don't know. It seems like everything is just getting a bit shorter. Like, even, like, mainstream, especially mainstream, I think, like, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, those, like, those songs are, like, under 3 minutes pretty much every time. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, no longer the 7 minutes where three of those minutes are one guitar solo.
Yeah, literally.
I can't believe we're longing for those days, which were terrible.
I've always longed for those days. Long live the guitar solo.
I am supremely anti-guitar solo. We don't have time to get into this. I will just start ranting and raving.
Cool.
All right, maybe we should cut me off on guitar solos then and play the first track.
Yeah, let's hear 2.5 minutes of catchiness here. This is the first track on Pocket Change, Back to Kingston.
Yep.
I'm going back to Kingston, but I don't quite know when. I think I'll feel it in my heart when I'm ready again. I think I wanna go home for now, but that's not quite on the cards. I'll find my way along the highway to someone else's arms. I'll take a train out west and I'll take a bus down south. I watch myself as I meet the way and I'll figure it out.
Welcome back, friends.
Hello, folks.
So we're in the studio today with Sam Kaiser, and that was the first track off of his most recent EP that was just released this past Friday. Mm-hmm. It's called Back to Kingston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so you said that you wrote these songs a while back. So
yep.
I imagine this was written at some point where you weren't back in Kingston, because you are back now.
I am back in Kingston right now. No, yeah, I wrote this when I was quarantining. It was when I started writing it. So, like, I was coming back from Hong Kong this summer, because that's where I'm from. And I started writing it kind of around that time when I was quarantining in Toronto, because I couldn't get back to Kingston right away. And I was just kind of feeling weird about going back during this whole, you know, global situation. And then, like, I started writing it, and it was just kind of about the feelings about, like I'm not sure, like, is this going to be the same? Like, going back to kind of, like, a good place that I like, but like things are different. Will it feel the same kind of thing? And I kept like writing it, and I wasn't sure how I was sure like how I related to the song. But then as I kept writing it, as I kept playing it, I recognized that like a lot of it was about my friends too. A lot of the people that I know that are kind of in between spots. So like so many of my friends are not really in Kingston or not in Kingston for a while because they're back home. I know Queens also was like, hey, don't come back to Kingston for until like after the lockdown and all that too. So that's very topical as of right now. But no, like I know a lot of people this whole year have been kind of in between spots and not really sure. So this was just kind of like my, I don't know, kind of like a hopeful song too, just trying to think about, like, I'm going back to Kingston, but, like, I don't know when, but I'm excited to, and I'm not sure what that could mean, but, you know, like, this is what's happening, like I'm starting again kind of thing. So
right. Yeah. That's interesting because like I think there is sort of a sub-genre that has emerged in the last year, which is the quarantine song.
Yeah,
kind of. Because everyone just sat around in their home and had nothing to do, so they wrote songs about sitting around at home.
Yeah. Taylor Swift did two albums.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Yeah. But for you, this song that you write during quarantine is not about sitting at home by yourself and, like, investigating that isolation and that, you know, that stuckness, because this is a song about travel and like taking trains and buses. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I live like generally I live a pretty like transitory life, like with most of my family back in Hong Kong. I have family in Saskatchewan. I don't really have any family in Ontario. I'm the kind of the only ones here that I know. No, I'm usually kind of all over the place. So being like, I don't know, that stuck feeling is something, I don't know, it's something that I explore in another song on the EP, so I guess we could talk about it then, but it's also just kind of like, I'm so used to traveling, so I'm like, these are the feelings that like feel familiar to me, so it's also like kind of like recognizing that, oh man, like, I'm traveling right now, but I don't feel like, is it right to be traveling? Like, is it like, are these feelings that I'm feeling like legitimate? Like, are they valid kind of thing as I'm going back to something or returning from something or, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really like, too, how, like you mentioned, the first two tracks you said are more kind of traditional singer-songwriter style. And I would say, so far, yes, Back to Kingston is super folksy singer-songwriter. I love it. And I think it really does a lot to kind of pull that nostalgia out as well. Like, not only the title, like, Back to Kingston and the theme of the song, but that the sounds that accompany it. It kind of really creates a nice mood.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I miss road trip songs and listening to music while you drive.
No, literally. I guess that was kind of the idea there, just trying to like I don't know, like thinking about like, you know, John Denver songs or like Jackson Browne or like, you know, just like these singers that were singing about traveling and like, yeah, you play them on the radio, you make a playlist of like road trip songs, you know, like you said. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great.
All right, should we jump into the next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, this is Good Things, the second song off of Pocket Change.
Why do all the good things have to end? Buy another ticket, some pocket change to spend. Clean out the apartment and find another friend. Oh, why do all the good things have to end? Why do all the good days go away? Don't go to bed so early, but don't stay up too late. I'd like to tell you something, a dream I'd like to stay. Oh, why can't we have good days every day?
Welcome back. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. And if you're just tuning in, it's Listening Party.
Back in the saddle once again.
Yeah, Dean, what are we listening to today?
This time around, folks, we are listening to our friend Sam Kaiser, who is here in studio with
us. Hello.
We just heard the second track on his brand new EP, Pocket Change. That was called Good Things.
How's that guitar solo, Dean?
Okay, now that doesn't count. Because
it wasn't 7 minutes long?
It wasn't seven minutes long.
And also, I don't know if it counts as a solo if it's only you on the track.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just the whole song then, right?
Yeah.
I'd argue.
Oh, God, here we go arguing.
Of course.
Again.
It's what we do. It's what the fans tune in to hear, Dean. They don't come for the music, they come for bickering.
Only for arguing.
But that was a lovely track.
Thank you.
The solo thing, though, I'm just going to go back to it and argue with you. The solo thing, it's not about if you're the only person on the track, it's just the only instrument being played or featured,
yeah,
right?
I think I agree with that. Like, it's the solo track, it's what you're listening to, it's the melody. I don't know.
Yeah, because technically, Nine Inch Nails is one person, but he'll do solos.
I guess
that's
so.
But
if it's just like a little like instrumental like break, is that a solo, folks? When it's like 20, 30 seconds?
No, I think that's an instrumental break.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, for sure. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I can agree with that.
So we're not arguing, and I was right. Cool.
The thesis of your argument was correct, but the arguments were not correct.
Oh, I see.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So that was the first single you released off this album.
Yep.
And I think you released it, back in November?
Yeah, November.
How's that done for you? I know you were featured on a couple of like Spotify playlists and stuff.
Yeah, it's still on Folk and Friends, which is pretty sweet. Like, it's been on there for like over 2 months now, which is awesome. That's like the big source of streams for sure, because like, I don't know, the Spotify curated playlists, like, I don't know, they're awesome, right? So it's sweet to be on one of them. It's gotten steady streams throughout the last 2 months. It kind of dipped during the Christmas season, as all songs do, I think, because everyone's listening to Christmas music. But yeah, it's over 20,000 streams right now, which is sweet to see.
Nice.
Yeah.
So like, when you are featured on one of these Spotify playlists, how do you find out about that? Is it like, do you just look at your streams one day and are like, oh my God, like this is wild. Like I've got like 1,000% growth or something.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like that for me, cause I didn't know right off the bat. A buddy of mine found out for me, cause he was listening to that playlist and he was like, yo, like you're on the Broken Friends playlist. And I was like, what? No way. But then I think they're supposed to let you know through like when you're on Spotify and Apple Music, like however you do it, through a distributor or through a label or whatever, you can download the app Spotify for Artists, and then you can see your daily stats and all that, and then you can see which playlists you're being played on. So I see like the Spotify playlist for sure, but then I also see like anybody's playlists who listen to it like more than, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. Like I get to see the person who put it on the playlist and the name of their playlist. It was really funny. My friends used to make fun of me a lot because the songs that I used to like release were always on playlists called like songs to sleep to in literally any condition, you know, kind of stuff like that. So I was like, oh man, I want to write some more upbeat stuff. So, but yeah, it's cool to see. So yeah, that's how it works, I guess. You get to see the playlist that way.
Now I'm super self-conscious that artists can see what playlists I put them on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they can, for sure.
Yeah, that's not good.
There are some super weird ones that I've seen. I'm trying to, one of them is like I miss eating lemons with you in English class or something. And I'm like, how odd.
Wow.
That's so strange.
That is such a window into someone's brain.
It is,
that
right?
Is
like, I'm like, huh? Like, I want to know the whole story here.
There is no item more personal on God's green earth than a mixtape that you make.
Yeah, exactly. No, I totally agree. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So I think we're going to have a little special treat here.
Yeah.
I think Sam's going to perform a song live for us right here in the studio.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
Yeah. What are we going
to
hear?
What are we going to listen to?
So I was like, I was thinking about just like songs that I could play. When I was over the break, the break between semesters and over the holidays, I was in Saskatchewan just visiting family. So I got to play my grandfather's Gibson from 1955. It's a sweet guitar. Wow. And I recorded a bunch of acoustic tracks on it, just like one take, kind of live. I don't know what I'll do with them. I'm thinking I might release them as kind of like a companion to Pocket Change, because I re-recorded all the Pocket Change songs. And then a couple extra ones, including a couple covers. So I thought I'd do a cover, if that's cool with you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome.
Sweet. Yeah, I was going to do A Case of You by Joni Mitchell.
Right on.
Yeah?
Right.
Okay, awesome. Just before our love got lost, you said I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada, oh, Canada, with your face sketched on it twice. You're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I'd still be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. I'm a lonely painter. I live in a box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time that you told me love is touching souls. Surely you touched mine. 'Cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. So you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I'd still be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours. She knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. 'Cause you're in my blood, you're my holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I'd still be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet.
Hey. That was really lovely.
That was lovely. Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Man,
I like being at the studio during stuff like this, because it kind of feels like you're a little private music session.
Yeah,
you know?
No, literally.
It's like a little concert.
I mean, yeah, I haven't really, like, besides playing for family over the holidays, I haven't had the opportunity to play like any gigs or anything. Mm. So this is sweet.
So your audience of two.
Yeah.
No, this is awesome. Two more than usual. So yeah.
Man.
So what's your favorite artist to cover?
My favorite artist to cover? That's so hard. I mean, like, when I was a kid, my dad really got me into Bob Dylan, and I used to play tons of Bob Dylan songs, also because they're not very hard to play when I was learning how to play guitar. I used to play a lot of Johnny Cash. Really, really old stuff. Recently, I've been playing a lot of, like, the new Taylor Swift songs, mm-hmm. just because they're kind of sweet. Like, they're super fun. Yeah, I could play one of those later if I can. I gotta look up the lyrics, but I could play some of those for sure.
Amazing. That'd be fun.
Yeah. We were big fans of Taylor Swift.
Love Taylor. Yeah, the new Evermore album, sweet album.
Dope. Yeah, we've actually listened to both of those Taylor Swift albums on
Listening Party. Nice. Yeah. What's the favorite track?
Oh.
Arguable. I would say
it's Betty on Folklore.
Betty's a banger.
Yeah. I'm torn. I love Betty, but I also love The One.
Yeah. Oh, The One's a great song, too. Yeah. Do you like Evermore more or Exile? Or what's the other one called? Exile.
Folklore.
Yeah. Exile's the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, Folklore for me.
10 out of 10 Folklore, yeah.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I like Folklore better as an album, but I think Evermore has more bangers.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite track on either of them or both of them?
Oh, man. I like Betty a lot. Mm-hmm. Because there's like four that are kind of like within the same like narrative, right? Like there's Betty, August is one of them too, I think, in the same thing.
And then there's Cardigan, I think.
Cardigan is the same one. Yeah. Yeah, no, that one's, those are all cool. I like, on Evermore, I like Tis the Damn Season.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
That was just kind of fun. Champagne Problems is great. Trying to think now. Ivy's a cool song too.
Ivy's really cool.
Yeah.
Mm. I like the kind of plucky guitar you get in Ivy, and I think Invisible String also has that kind of same style.
For sure. No, I love those albums. So yeah, I guess recently Taylor Swift I've been covering quite a bit too. I've been really getting into like The Tallest Man on Earth.
Nice.
It's funny that I was just going to bring him up.
Yeah.
you playing that song reminded me, I was listening to an interview with him. And he said he was asked something to the effect of like, oh, what do you think the hardest part of being an artist is right now, or the hardest part of being a songwriter?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the hardest part is living in a world where Joni Mitchell's discography already exists.
Yeah, fair enough.
And, like, he's like, she already wrote the best songs. I'm like, what am I doing here now?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that way?
He's very good.
He's great. Like, you know, he's 5'7".
He's not even the tallest.
No, he's not.
Been lying,
he's a liar.
This whole time.
That's the whole point, though.
Yeah, literally.
He's also Swedish.
He's Swedish.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, can't win them all.
Yeah. There's a lot of like Swedish, like Americana kind of artists. Like him, First Aid Kit is big.
Yeah. ABBA.
I wouldn't call them Americana. Funny enough, if you're actually interested in Americana, on my show tonight, a classification project, I'm talking all about Americana.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so already
what
built
time,
a playlist.
What time is it going?
7 p.m. tonight.
7 p.m., I'll tune in.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, but, like, do you agree with that statement? Or do you, like, maybe a better question is, do you ever feel, like, sort of intimidated by your influences and the people you listen to? And
totally. I think like one thing for me is like I just like for me it's I'm big on lyrics. Like I love for me it's like if the lyrics to a song are just like the I guess the music complements the lyrics when I listen to music. Like for me that's how I think about music. So the people that I listen to, like a lot of like the classic greats like Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell, like I listen to the way that they just kind of like craft their like the structure of their songs, and I'm like, what? Like, how do you even do that? Like, that's I wouldn't even have thought of about that in any sort of way. But I think like one thing that I try not to worry about as much, I guess, is like trying to be original when you're compared to other artists too. Like, I mean, that's a huge. I think with The Tallest Man on Earth, for example, I'm sure he gets compared to people like Bob Dylan and like Joni Mitchell all the time, you know, like, because like his music is very similar, like in the same vein. But I think one thing that I heard one time, and I don't know who said it, it's like an artist like knows if they're original, you know, like it's not like if you make something and it sounds like something else, if you know that you made it and like it was your idea, like it's yours, even if it sounds like something else, as long as you're not copying it directly, kind of thing. I don't know. That's just something that I've been thinking about recently. Just kind of like there's a lot of really wonderful music out there, and you're going to write a song that sounds exactly like something else probably or in the same vein, and it could be better than yours or yours could be better. People could think different things, but I don't know. It's like your responsibility is to be original as an artist, I guess. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, and like especially with like we were talking about Spotify earlier, like just the sheer volume of music being produced every day now.
It's insane.
Like if you get stuck on the fact like, oh, I have to be original, oh, I have to do my own thing, you're not going to actually make anything.
Exactly. No, you get so caught up in your own head. So
I think, too, this reminds me of the very first album we ever did on Listening Party, which was Dan Mangan's Nice, Very Nice. And I remember we talked a lot about his line about standing next to giants. You know, and I think in that album as well, I think the whole album itself is just him like grappling with what it is to make original music and, you know, that constant comparison and like where you kind of stand in that lineup. So I think it's interesting. This seems to be a pretty universal theme with a lot of artists of like,
for sure,
what is originality? How do you kind of grasp that when you are making this?
Yeah, and exactly. And I think especially singer songwriters, because it's just you up there. Like you have no like other creative people around you to hide behind. It's just so any decision that you make will fall on you, and that's scary. I don't envy you.
No, that's fair enough. Yeah.
All right, so I guess we'll maybe start moving into the second half of your EP. So there's two more tracks on it. And you mentioned that these were maybe a little bit more experimental for you.
Yeah, definitely. Like I wouldn't call them like within the experimental genre or anything, but definitely more like, I guess I would classify it as more like indie kind of bedroom pop and sort of like kind of that vein, I guess. I think like for me, again, it's all about the lyrics too. So like the lyrics are still very like personal and like try not to be super cliche or anything, even though they are a little bit. And I don't know, every song kind of is in some way, I think. But I was thinking a lot more about the musicality of these two. So a lot more like riffs, a lot more just like trying to make things sound different, first of all, but also like more of like a, I guess, a bigger, poppier sound, sort of. I don't know. That was the idea. I don't know how successful that would have been, but I just did a lot more like layering of electric guitars, drum machines, stuff like that.
Right on. Yeah. Well, why don't we just dive into it?
Yeah,
this is the next track on our EP here. It's called Give You Time.
I just want to give you space, but I'm scared the time and place will lead to something else entirely. And I just want to give you time. What if the lines are lost, the rhymes are gone, the mood surrounding me? I don't want to fight this with you, but I want to feel better too. And I know, you said your part to me. And I know, got your own things to see, but I just wanna give you space. But I'm scared the time and place will lead to something else entirely. And I just wanna give you time. What if the lines are lost, the rhymes are gone, the mood surrounding me? I don't wanna give up on you, but I gotta feel better too. And I'm done carrying the weight for someone else. And I'm done. I know I'm tired from the things I've felt, and I just wanna give you space. But I'm scared the time and place will lead to something else entirely. And I just want to give you time. What if the lines are lost, the rhymes are gone, the mood surrounding me? I don't want to fight this with you, I just want to feel better too. Oh, I hate this sinking feeling. Oh, I this sinking feeling. I just wanna give you space, but I'm scared the time and place will lead to something else entirely. And I just wanna give you time. But what if the lines are lost, the rhymes are gone, the mood surrounding me? I don't wanna fight this with you no more. I just gotta feel.
Hello and welcome back. That was Sam Kaiser with Give You Time.
Yep.
The text's really small. I tried my best to read
it. That's all good.
Yeah, I can definitely hear, you kind of mentioned like the bedroom pop indie kind of influence. You can definitely hear that there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought especially like such a small little thing, but it's funny. You talk that like you're very much like lyric driven.
Yeah.
I'm very much a music driven person. So cool. I'm always noticing like the weird sound things.
Yeah.
But even like at the very end, like how that kind of like drum machine just stopped. I just loved that. That was so like
cool. I'm glad.
Bedroom pop esque.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like I am limited to my bedroom when I produce stuff. So, yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of messing around this time around. So, when I was writing this one, I wrote it like a year ago, and it was like I wrote everything acoustically, I guess, first of all, just because guitar is like my instrument. But I wrote it, and I was like, this is kind of like, I don't know. I feel like I want to vibe out to this a little bit more, like work on it a little bit more, not just make it like an acoustic track. So that was kind of the challenge, I guess, I made for myself. Yeah.
I got a really big, like, if I closed my eyes, I would feel like I'm walking or like longboarding next to the beach or something.
Sweet.
I got those kind of vibes.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Yeah. No.
Also, it's January and I just really wish I was on the beach. Oh, that might have been
so
part
cool
of it.
Today, walking over here.
Oh, God,
chilly.
It's terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I appreciate that. No, yeah, so, like, I there are a lot of great, I don't know, I guess bedroom pop, like, kind of, like, indie pop artists right now that I've been listening to, too, kind of, like, thinking about, not, like, wanting to be like them in terms of that kind of artistry, but, like, just, like, I really like this, so maybe if I make something that sounds like, I put my own spin on something like this, then people would listen to it too. So I was listening to like a lot of artists like Dayglow and like Wallows and Claro and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess those were the main influences for these next two, or like the last one and the next one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, that was a fun track. I really like the whole, like, give you time, give you space, like that physics or like as astronomy.
For sure, man.
Maybe I'm just reading too much into that.
No, but I took astronomy in
science
first year.
Dean.
Yeah, I liked that. I thought that was clever.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. We've got one more track on here.
Yeah.
One more track. Yep.
Are we ready?
I don't know. Are we?
Well, I guess so. Yeah.
Cool.
Folks, this is the last track on the EP. It's called I Belong.
Oh, she's never really gone, is she? You see her in the hall next week. Oh, the puddles in the pit stops running out of gas in the middle of the 401, you see. And you're saying that I don't know nothing and I'm moving too fast for my own good, even for me. But I'm swimming to the surface and I'm feeling kind of nervous and I hope you'll be there for me. And I've been thinking for so long, I found a place where I belong. Oh, I found a place where I belong. Like I stopped a train in the pitch black night, my head's all over but I feel all right. I keep a light on for my friends and my brothers so they know not to worry, so they know that I'm doing fine. Not as high as a kite, but I'm out of the deep end, not running from nothing, never back down from a fight. I'm back on the ground, I'm drawn to the sound. I swear you'll see me soon on another lonesome night. And I've been thinking for so long, I found a place where I belong. Oh, I found a place where I belong. And I've been thinking for so long, I found a place where I belong. Oh, I found.
Folks, hello and welcome back to Listening Party here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard the final track on Sam Kaiser's new EP, Pocket Change. That track was called I Belong, and we have Sam here to thank for that. Thank you. That was lovely.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. No, yeah, this has been really fun. I'm super glad that you guys, I don't know, invited me. It's been a great excuse to get out of the house.
Yeah, we all sometimes need one of those right now.
For sure,
yeah,
for sure.
Even though it's illegal to do so, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody this really feels, knows.
This is essential, I think.
Yeah.
This feels essential to me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Radio
definitely.
Is actually considered an essential service.
Well, there you are.
There we are. Awesome. Yeah.
All right. So I want to know, kind of, now that we've reached the end of the EP, what was your kind of general experience recording this and putting this together and putting it out? Has it been good? Have you had challenges?
Yeah, it's been good. Definitely challenges. Just in recording, it's when it's just you, like, I don't know, I don't really have any experience recording in any sort of studio setting, really. But I just like, it's easy to get super demoralized when you do a really bad take and you're like, oh, I suck. Like, this is suck so bad. And then, like, you listen to something back and you're like, oh, like, even when you put the pieces together, it's like, oh, this still sucks. Like, I don't know why I'm doing this. And it's hard, I guess, like, I send lots of mixes to my friends and I'm just like, hey, like, does this sound okay kind of thing? Because I'm like, I need a little bit of, like, positive reinforcement sometimes, because I think it's easy when you're working on something yourself to just, like, kind of get, like, bogged down, just kind of like, oh, like, I don't really feel like this is working kind of thing. But no, I have a lot of my friends to thank, and that they made the experience really, really great, just in supporting me and my family as well. I sent everything to my parents, my brother. But in terms of the recording process, it's hard to record stuff in a student house sometimes. I spent a lot more time this time around working on the mixes and, like, making sure that they were happy. Like, I was happy with the way that everything sounded. And that kind of went into the holidays, too, when I was out of my bedroom and, like, in my grandparents' house, like, trying to mix things in a different environment without my tools with me all the time. So that was a little bit challenging, too, and I was a little bit, like, uneasy about how things were going to work out. But I don't know. I'm happy with the project as a whole. I think it's probably my best work, like, definitely as, like, on the producing side of things. So yeah,
right. Nice. On and I was just going to ask you, like, these four tracks, they're all really nice. They all have this sort of this, like, low-key sort of reflective but optimistic vibe to them, but I was just wondering, what made you put these four on this EP here?
Yeah. So I didn't really have any, like, projects lined up kind of thing, because over the summer I recorded, like, a quarantine album that was just kind of, like, very acoustic, like, lots of live tracks just in my bedroom back home that I just wanted to put out there because I had some songs that I had written. And then these four were kind of all ideas that kind of came out in the summer, and or, like beforehand, too, like, Give You Time, I wrote, like, a year ago. But I just kind of, like, saw, because they're all just, like, in my notes app. Like, my notes app is a mess. Like, it's so many just, like, crappy ideas for songs and, like, two-liners and whatnot. But I don't know. You revisit things, I guess, after time. And when I was quarantining and stuff, I revisited these four. And I found that there was kind of, like, a bit of a through line for me, at least, through these four. In terms of, like, yeah, especially that optimistic, kind of, like, hopeful but a little melancholy vibe that I like, thoughtful but hopeful. So yeah, those were these were the four that I decided on. And then I guess when I started recording them, the production kind of thing kind of made them a little bit more stark in terms of contrast, like a bit, like I said, singer-songwriter than more indie alternative. But I think, like, they do flow in like, a decent way, at least, especially the first two and second two. Like, I don't know. Like, as a whole, I think it flows decently.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And would you, of course, you know, you probably aren't sure of this yet, but, like, would you consider this, like, an evolution into a more, like, alt dream pop inspired sound, or just like another tool in the toolbox?
I guess, yeah, maybe more like that, like another tool in the toolbox. Kind of like I really like a lot of the sounds, like in terms of like space and like making things seem bigger or spacier, or like more ambient, reverby kind of stuff like that. But I think just like in my own listening habits, I kind of like always fall back on the indie folk, like singer-songwriter kind of vibe. So I think all my songs kind of start that way, at least. So I guess in terms of, I don't really know what I'm going to do after this EP. I haven't really thought about it very much. Kind of busy with school right now, but like, I don't know. I do love doing all this stuff, so I'll probably get back into it pretty soon. But over the past little bit, it's been more about writing and less about thinking about production. Like, I've been working on some new songs just in terms of fleshing them out lyrically and musically, so yeah.
Right on.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, I think we have maybe about 10 more minutes if you want to play a song or two.
Yeah, sure.
And we can chat a bit more before saying goodbye for the hour.
Yeah, sounds good. I could play, I guess, one of those aforementioned new songs that I'm working on.
Yeah,
kind
definitely.
Of thing. Yeah, cool. So yeah, like I said before, like I got to play this sweet guitar, this like 70-year-old Gibson, which is like, I don't know, it's a bit smaller, so some of the songs that I wrote are a little bit harder to play on this guitar, but like, I don't know, it was just an awesome experience, and I guess like it kind of got the creative juices flowing in some way, just kind of like the history. So yeah, I was working on this one, and like, yeah, definitely more back into kind of like that roots, like singer-songwriter folksy kind of vibe, but this one is called Maybe It's Something Else. Pretending, or maybe it's something else. Maybe it's ending, or maybe I'm overwhelmed. Falling in whiskey and wine and wandering eyes, pondering willows and emerald ivy vines. Maybe I'm dreaming, or maybe it's something else. Tear out the pages from another book on the shelf, holding it together, counting one, two, three. Lost in my own thoughts and other philosophy. Maybe I'm pretending, or maybe it's something else. Pretending, or maybe it's something else. Maybe it's ending, or maybe I'm overwhelmed. Calling it dreaming, 'cause I don't know for myself. Tear out the pages from another book on the shelf. Tear out the pages from another book on the shelf. Yeah, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I think that so far is one of my favorite songs I've heard you play.
Really?
That I think that was the highlight.
Oh, sweet. Okay, awesome. Sounds great. Yeah.
Was that an Iron and Wine reference in there? You said calling it dreaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No, I love. I listened to that song recently, and I've been kind of just getting into like Iron and Wine, Gregory Allen Isaacov, like those kind of guys. Like also Tallest Man on Earth. They kind of like all fit under a subgenre, I guess, sort of for me. Like kind of like the lone guitar, I don't know, banjo layers.
Bit
kind
of like
thing.
Contemporary Americana.
Yeah,
vibes,
exactly.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I love. Yeah, I don't know. We talked about Tiny Desks last time, and I've been listening to a ton of Tiny Desks and. Especially the older ones, and Iron and Wine did an old one.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
It's really great.
I don't think I've seen it. I'll have to check it out.
It's fantastic.
He operates, I don't know the Iron and Wine's name, but he operates under the idea that this is an interview, which is not what Tiny Desk is.
No.
So after every song, he's like, do you have any questions for me? And they're like, no.
Yeah, it's super funny. And then he asked for requests or something. Like, is there anything that you guys want me to play? And then one guy like says, I can't remember which one it is. One of his older songs. And then he's like, oh, no, I'll butcher that one. I'll play something else.
Oh, that's too good.
Cool, yeah.
All right. I think maybe if you have one more that you want to play, we can squeeze it in.
Yeah.
No pressure, though.
Yeah, okay. Give me 2 seconds. I just got to get my lyrics up. Another one that I've been working on.
Yeah.
Man, where is it? There it is. But, yeah. We'll see. This one's a little sketchier, but we'll try it. Like, the monoliths are missing links. The architects on leaky sinks. Winding paths are taking shape, pattern wrapping, masking tape. Falling giants shaking hands, shifting structures, lightning sands. Border lines dissipate, different letters etched in slate. Saying that I'm yours to keep. Prayer flags and walking sticks. Keep on moving till you get your fix. Petrol heaters overnight. Saturday's the red-eye flight. Take your love and take it home. Ain't no love for a heart gone cold.
That was a ton of fun.
Sweet.
Thank you very much. What was that one called?
That one doesn't really have a name right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Untitled. Stay tuned. I feel like we're getting like a sneak peek here.
Yeah, maybe. No, I was thinking, I don't know. I have some ideas for our next project, I guess. I just haven't really done the legwork yet, but yeah.
Awesome. Right, well, I really can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, no, sweet. Looking forward to that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, one last question before we close out.
Yeah.
So this whole show is premised on, you know, kind of listening to an album from start to back, listening to the whole thing, the whole experience. If you had to pick one album, like full album, not just a specific song.
Okay.
If you were to do your own listening party show that you could talk about, you obsess about, you love it. It doesn't necessarily need to be your favorite, but just an album that you really think that everyone should listen to from start to back. What would it be?
Man. Ooh. Okay. I think Strange Trails is a great one by Lord Huron. I would do that. I could talk about that one all day long just because, like, there's so many musical motifs that just kind of, like, follow its way through, which I really enjoy. Man, that's so hard. Free Will and Bob Dylan's a great one too. Mm-hmm. I would do that one for sure.
Yeah.
Blue Album, Joni Mitchell. That's a crazy album. I'm giving you more than one. I'm doing tons.
No, if you only had one, we would be disappointed.
No, fair enough. I think the last one I'd say is probably like This Empty Northern Hemisphere. Like Gregory Alan Isaacoff. That's a great one, too. Nice.
I only recently came across him. He's quite good.
He's really good. Yeah, Evening Machines is a great album, too. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Right on.
All right. And so, for our listeners, where can they find you?
Where can they
keep in touch, listen to your new stuff?
Yeah. So, I'm on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. Just my name, Sam Kaiser. And then SoundCloud, Bandcamp, I'm there, too. I recently made a website, samkaiser.com.
Nice.
And Instagram too, Sam Kaiser Music. So, yeah, connect with me there. That'd be awesome.
Amazing.
Right on, yeah.
Well, thanks again
for
coming.
Yeah, thank you for
stopping by. Thank you for having me. This has been awesome.
Please put out a new project soon so we can have you on again.
Yeah, I will. I'll try my best.
Sounds good.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Thanks, guys.